Lord, we're thankful that we can be together on this occasion.
主啊，我们感谢您，在这个场合我们可以聚集在一起。
We're thankful that the truth of God is available to us if we will only seek Him.
主啊，我们感谢您，只要我们寻求您，神的真理就必临到我们。
And so we come this evening, Lord, and we do seek You. We pray that You will teach us. We pray that You will enlighten us. We pray that You will help us.
主啊，我们今天确实来到您的面前，我们寻求您的真理，求您能够教导我们，能够点亮我们的眼睛，让我们能够明白。
And Lord, we think specifically of the several who've gone back to China over the last few weeks. We pray that You will bless them while they are there and bring them back to Vancouver. We pray.
主啊，我们也特别的为过去几周回到中国的弟兄姊妹祈求，求您能够在中国祝福他们，也把他们顺利的带回来。
And we pray for our friends in China. And many of us don't know them very well, but we're thankful that they join us often on this Zoom meeting.
我们也为中国的各位祷告，因为我们在座的可能并不都认识你们，但是求神能够带领你们。
And so, Lord, we pray for each other, and we pray for those that we love, that they will come to know more about the Savior as well.
主啊，我们为彼此祷告，也为我们所爱的祷告，让他们能够愿意来到您的话语面前，能够接受耶稣。
And so, Lord, we just commit our time to You now. We pray that You'll be with Eric.That You will give him words that we need to hear.
主啊，求你，我们把这些时间交在您的手中，求您与 Eric 弟兄同在，让他可以把您的话语传讲出来。
And so we give thanks now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢您，我们的祷告和感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So this evening, before we started the meeting, I asked Eric what he was going to preach on tonight, and he said he's going to follow his schedule.And preach from John chapter 3.
今天讲到开始之前呢，海尔弟兄问了 Eric 今天的内容是什么？他说他会继续约翰福音的，今天是第三章。
And so we're looking forward to that. Without further introduction, I'm just going to let Eric carry on, and the Lord will bless us.
我们很期盼这个，然后 Eric 请 Eric 弟兄来开始，然后求神能够祝福我们。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
Well, this is like a Bible class in a sense.
那今天某种意义上讲就像一个圣经课堂啊。
Because we're studying the book of John.
因为我们在学习约翰福音。
And, you know, I started last, spring, I think in June.
我记得是上去年的六月我们开始学了约翰福音。
And then in, took a break for the summer. And then in September, I took a few more meetings then.
中间有一个暑假，然后呢，九月份回来又讲了几堂。
And so you get a rest from me, every once in a while because we get some special speakers to come.
那大家可能从我这里有得到一点休息啊，因为中间我们会请一些别的特别的讲员来。
But tonight in our Bible class, we have a very special guest.
那今天呢，在我们的这个课堂上有一个特别的来宾。
He is a man who knows the Old Testament scriptures. I know you're looking around here now.
那这是一个对旧约圣经非常熟悉的人，大家可能在互相看啊。
Now, who is this man, you might ask?
那谁是这个人呢？你可能会问。
He was a well-known rabbi in Israel.
他是一个以色列众所周知的拉比。
But we won't find him until we meet him in John chapter 3.
但是我们如果不看到约翰福音三章，我们可找不到他。
His name is Nicodemus.
他的名字叫做尼哥底母。
So with that introduction, let's turn to the Gospel of John, but not to chapter 3, to chapter 2. We didn't finish off chapter 2 last week.
那我们现在翻开约翰福音，但不是三章，而是二章，因为我们上一周没有把二章结束。
And these last few verses of chapter 2, verses 23, 24, and 25, they actually form an introduction to chapter 3.
约翰福音二章的23节到25节，这其实是就是接下来三章的一个开头。
Now you know that the chapters and verses of the Bible, they're not inspired by the Spirit of God. They weren't written by the apostles.
那大家知道这个圣经的章节啊，并不是就是被启示的，它不是那个使徒们直接写出来的哪一章哪一节。
But later editors, they divided up the letters and the gospels into chapters and verses for the ease of finding a position in the Bible, the part of a Bible.
那后来的编辑者呢，他们把这些书信福音给分开来，分成了不同章不同节，为了让我们可以找就更容易找到某节经文。
And we called the chapter and verses, we call them the addresses of the verses.
那我们把这些章节呢称之为这某一句经文的地址。
You can imagine if the streets didn't have any names and the houses didn't have any addresses.
那你可以想象如果这个房子没有地址啊，路上的街道没有名字的话，
It'd be hard to find your way around.
就很难找到我们回家的路了。
But when they divided up these chapters in John, they perhaps should have begun chapter 3 with chapter 2:23.
但是呢，当他们分隔这些章节的时候呢，第三章其实应该从约翰福音的二章二十三节开始。
I'm not criticizing them because I couldn't do a better job than they've done.
那我并没有在批评他们啊，因为我不觉得我能够比他们做得更好。
So I'd like to read verses 23 to 25.
那我们先来读约翰福音二章的二十三节到二十五节。
Now, when Jesus was in Jerusalem at the Passover, during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men and had no need that anyone should testify of him, of man.For he knew what was in man.
23节，当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人，也用不着谁见证人怎样，因他知道人心里所存的。
Now, if you were here last week, we took the section before this was when the Lord Jesus cleansed the temple.
那如果上周大家在一起呢，大家在这里呢，我们知道约翰福音的二章前面讲的是耶稣洁净圣殿。
His first official act as the Messiah in his public ministry was to cleanse the temple.
那他第一个公开的正式的行为，作为弥赛亚在他的公开讲道公开服事里面呢，第一件事情就是洁净圣殿。
And his last official act was to cleanse the temple again, the second time.
那他的最后一个行为呢，也是洁净圣殿，第二次。
That just shows you that the Jews had learned nothing in the meantime.
那我这个显明了呢，犹太人在中间这个过程并没有学到任何东西。
So now we read in verse 23 that it was when he was in Jerusalem, and you remember he came to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover.
所以呢，当耶稣来到耶路撒冷的时候呢，我们还记得他是来过逾越节的。
And it said during the feast, many believed on his name when they saw the signs or miracles which he did.
这里说呢，当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。
Now John doesn't record any of these miracles.It wasn't his purpose to do so, only making reference to them.
那约翰这里并没有说这些神迹是什么，这不是他的这里的工作，他只是告诉我们有这些神迹。
But when people saw the miracles that he did during that feast time, they believed in his name.
那但是呢，当人们在耶稣在逾越节的时候行的这些神迹，他们看到了这些神迹的时候，他们就信了他的名。
Now, not a few. There said there were many that believed in his name.
那不是只有一些人，这里说有许多人。
Now, what does it mean to believe in his name in this context?
那在这个上下文里，信了他的名是什么意思呢？
Certainly they couldn't believe in his name as far as being a savior or the son of, or the lamb of God.
那当然这个时候他不可能相信他的名是是神的儿子，是圣子，是神的羔羊。
That wasn't the message that was being preached at that time.
那他也不能相信他是救主，这不是当时宣讲的那个信息。
The message that he preached was that he was the Messiah and had come in the name of the Lord to set up a kingdom, the long awaited kingdom.
那个时候他所讲的信息呢，是他是那位弥赛亚，是以色列人等了很久的要来地上建立国度的那位弥赛亚。
Now most of the Jews, they knew from what the prophets had said that the Messiah would come one day and he would set up his kingdom that would last forever.
那犹太人都知道旧约的这些先知预言了一位弥赛亚要来到地上建立一位建立一个国度，然后这个国度要存到永远。
And when they saw Jesus, do these miracles, their expectations were such that they believed that he was truly the one that the prophets had talked about.
那当他们看见耶稣行的这些神迹的时候呢，他们就相信这个人就是旧约的这些先知所谈论的这位弥赛亚。
And so they believed that this was the Messiah.
所以他们就相信这位就是弥赛亚。
And you can imagine how much excitement there was in Jerusalem. The Messiah's here, people were saying.
你可能可以想象得到，当时在耶路撒冷会有多么大的欢呼喜乐，因为弥赛亚在这里。
But, the believing in his name as Messiah, that was maybe just an intellectual understanding.
但是呢，当时相信耶稣是弥赛亚，他可能只是脑子里的相信。
Their expectations were for a political Messiah.
他们对弥赛亚的期望是一个政治上的弥赛亚。
A military Messiah.
是一个军事上的弥赛亚。
That would overthrow the Romans.
他们将会赶出罗马帝国。
But they missed what John the Baptist had been preaching in the wilderness.
但他们错过了，或者说他们忘记了，施洗约翰在旷野所传讲的信息。
John the Baptist had been preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
因为施洗约翰传讲的是你们要悔改，因为神的国近了。
You must repent, turn from your sins.
你们必须悔改，转离你们的罪。
You must have a change of heart.
你们必须要改换心啊。
But the people missed that. Oh, they were looking for a Messiah, but they didn't want to change them. They wanted a change of their circumstances, their outward circumstances, but they didn't want anything to do with a change of their hearts.
那但是他们错过了，人们错过了这段信息。他们希望改变的是周围的环境，而不是改变他们自己的心。
Even the signs wouldn't convince them that this was very God in the flesh.
那神迹并不能使他们确信这就是神来到地上的样子。
A faith that is based on miracles, is not a saving faith.
如果信心如果只基于神迹的话呢，它并不是一个可以使你得救的信心。
Because when you see things with your senses, with your eyes or your hearing, you can be deceived, you can be tricked.
因为当你看见一些东西，用你的眼睛看见，用你的耳朵听见的时候，你可能会被骗。
And so a lot of people have been deceived by so-called miracles.
那很多人都会被那些所谓的神迹骗了。
But these people, they saw those miracles, they were convinced that somehow this must be from, he must be from God.
但是人们看见耶稣所行的这些神迹呢，他们就确信这个人一定从某种程度上是从神来的。
But it wasn't saving faith.
但这并不能使他们得救。
Turn to chapter 12.
我们翻到十二章。
And we'll see there that at the end of the Lord's ministry.
约翰福音的十二章来到耶稣基督服事的结尾。
Chapter 12 and verse 37.
12章的37节。
But although he had done so many signs before them, or miracles, They did not believe him.
他虽然在他们面前行了许多神迹，他们还是不信他。
Oh, they believed that he had power, but it was, they were looking for political power.
他们相信这个人有能力，但是他们期望的是政治上的能力。
At one time, they even wanted to make him king.
那某一刻，他们甚至想要把他推上王座。
But they didn't believe him as the Son of God come down from heaven.
但是他们并不相信这就是神的圣子从天上来到地上。
So, this was the general idea of the people.
那这就是人们他大众的想法。
And Jesus knew this, verse 24, look at verse 24.
那24章告诉我们耶稣知道这个。
But Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all men and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man.
因为耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人，也用不着谁见证人怎样，因他知道人心里所存的。
They were willing to receive him, to be their deliverer from the power of Rome.
他们希望耶稣能够成为那个可以把他们从罗马帝国的统治下救出去的那个人。
But they didn't want him to deliver them from the power of sin.
但是他并不希望他成为那个能够把他们从罪里救出来的人。
And so he knew what was in their hearts.
那耶稣知道他们心里所想的。
He knew their motives.
知道他们的动机。
He could look into their hearts and see that their hearts were not changed at all.
他可以看向他们的心，他知道他们的心完全没有改变。
He knew they needed a brand new beginning.
他知道他们需要一个完全新的开始。
And even though Jesus knew what was in man, the wickedness in man, the sinfulness of man, he loved them.
但尽管耶稣知道人心里的诡诈，心里的罪性，但是他依旧爱他们。
And so we're introduced then to a man of the Pharisees.
那现在我们要向大家介绍一个人。
In chapter 3.
在第三章是一个法利赛人。
Notice chapter 2 ends with, he knew what was in man.
那我们记得二章结束的一句是，因他知道人心里所存的。
And then we're introduced to, it says there is a man.
然后一个人就来了。
Of the Pharisees named Nicodemus.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母。
Now we read about him, he was a man, a ruler of the Jews, it says.
那他这里说是犹太人的官啊。
So those two things, a man of the Pharisees, that was a religious sect, that were very strict.
那法利赛人呢是一个非常严格的一个宗教团体。
They're the most orthodox Jews.
你可以说是那些最宗教的以色列人。
They believed in Moses and the prophets.
他们相信摩西和先知。
The problem is, they had added so many restrictions to the law that they began to be, hypocritical because they couldn't keep the law themselves.
但是问题是呢，他们在律法上加了太多他们自己的新的限制，然后让他们变得越来越假冒伪善了，因为他们也没有办法守全这些律法。
Also it says that he was a ruler of the Jews.
那这里也说他是犹太人的官。
So that meant that he was part of the ruling council of Jerusalem and the Jewish nation.
那他这个说明呢，他是当时犹太人的议会的议员。
It was called the Sanhedrin.
就是议会嘛，犹太人的议会。
There were 70 of them, the top leaders of the entire nation.
那整个国家呢，在这个议会里有70个最高的长官。
So he was a very important man.
对，他是一个非常重要的人。
Not only that, but down in verse 10, we read that he was the teacher of Israel.
还不止如此，我们读到十节，我们会看到他是以色列人的先生。
That is, if there were questions to be settled, he was the one that you would go to ask a question.
那这意味着呢，如果你有问题想问，或者有问题需要解决的话呢，他是那个你会来到他面前问的那个人。
It says he wasn't just a teacher of Israel, he was the teacher of Israel.
他不只是一个先生，他就是以色列人的先生。
Now I'm sure there were others as well. But he was one of the foremost teachers.
那我相信还会有其他的先生，但是呢，他是那个最最最重要的。
So this very important man.
所以他是一个非常重要的人。
High in status.
那非常高的名誉啊。
And actually, he's recorded in history as being a very wealthy man as well.
那我们在历史上也知道他是一个非常有钱的人。
So you have probably one of the top leaders of Israel comes by night to see Jesus.
那现在呢，这以色列人中可能是最最高的一位领袖，他在夜晚来到耶稣面前。
No, we can only guess why he came at night.
那我们只能猜测他为什么是夜晚来啊。
Three times though it's recorded that Nicodemus was the one who came to Jesus by night. Three times in the Gospel of John we read it.
那约翰福音里有三次记载尼哥底母是在夜晚来到神的面前。
And if he came by night, perhaps he was afraid to be seen coming to see Jesus.
那第一种可能呢，第一种原因可能是因为他害怕被别人看见，所以他夜晚来到耶稣面前。
Now, as far as the people were concerned, he was just from Galilee, which is a rural province and a very poor and backward province.
那因为人们都知道耶稣是来自加利利的，那这是一个非常贫穷的不起眼的小城。
He hadn't gone to any of the schools in Jerusalem where the Pharisees would study with the scribes and the lawyers.
他也从来没有去过那些法利赛人学习的耶路撒冷的学校。
He had no accreditation with the authorities in Jerusalem.
那他在耶路撒冷也完全没有权利。
The only authority he had were these signs that he did, these miracles that he could do.
那唯一的权利呢，就是他可以行神迹。
And the seeming personal power that he displayed when he drove out the money changers and the oxen and cleansed the temple.
还有当他洁净圣殿，赶出那些换零钱的人的时候，他能显出来他个人的这个能力。
And so, he may have come at night also because then he wouldn't have any interruptions as well.
那也可能呢，他夜晚来到是因为他不希望有任何人来打扰他们的谈话。
And so another thing we might notice about him is that he's an honest seeker.
所以我们还有一点要注意到，尼哥底母是一个非常诚实的寻求者。
Regardless of why he came or how he came,We can say that he was a seemingly an honest seeker after God.
不管他是为什么，他是怎么来到耶稣面前的，但是我们可以看到他是一个非常诚实、认真的寻求神真理的人。
But with all his abilities and his training, he was as ignorant as a stump.
那但是呢，因着他原来所受的这些训练、这些学习，他就是没有办法理解。
So he comes to Jesus.
所以他来到耶稣面前。
And he says to the first thing he says is, Rabbi, verse 2.
那第一件事情他说的就是拉比。
It's a respectful term, teacher.
这是一个非常尊敬的称呼，就是老师的意思。
Even though he was a great teacher, he realized that Jesus had something that he could learn.
尽管他自己就是以色列人的先生，以色列人的老师，但他意识到耶稣身上有些东西是他需要去学习的。
Then he says, we know that you are a teacher come from God.
那第二节他说，我们知道你是神那里来做师傅的。
Because no one could do these signs except God is with him.
那因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在，无人能行。
Now know what he says, notice what he says, it says, we know.
那注意到他说的是我们知道。
That is the Pharisees that he had probably discussed the person of Jesus with. They had talked it over.
那他说的我们指的就是法利赛人，很有可能尼哥底母在法利赛人群体中已经谈论过关于耶稣的事情。
And so they probably had a lot of discussion about him.
他们可能在那里关于耶稣有很长很多的讨论。
But one thing they couldn't deny, any one of them,
但是其中有一件事情是任何一个人都没有办法否认的。
That the signs that he did, these miracles that he performed, had proved that God had to be with him.
就是他所行的这些神迹证明了神一定是和他同在的。
So, the only real origin of those miracles could be God.
所以这些神迹唯一真正的源头只可能是神。
Later on, some of the scribes and the Pharisees, they said, oh, he's casting out demons by the prince of demons, Satan.
但是之后呢，有一些法利赛人，说呢，他赶鬼是靠着鬼王的力量。
But that is self-deception of the worst possible kind.
那这是这个最糟糕的情况，就是他们自我在欺骗。
They committed the unpardonable sin.
那他们承认了他们没就是等于是他们认了他们承认了他们没有办法被原谅的罪。
But Nicodemus and the ones he was talking to, they knew full well that Jesus came from God.
但是在这个时候呢，尼哥底母呢知道这个人是从神来的。
And so he says, "We know that you're a teacher."
那他说，我们知道你是师傅，你是老师。
So he humbled himself and came to learn from this greater teacher.
所以呢，他谦卑自己啊，来到这个更好的老师面前来学习。
But he has come short of who Jesus really is.
但是呢，他并不足够认识耶稣究竟是谁。
He should have been able to recognize him as the Son of God.
他应该能够认出这位就是神的圣子。
Matthew chapter 8.
马太福音的八章。
Sorry, not Matthew 8. Yes, verse, Oh, yes, Matthew chapter 8, verse 4.
马太福音八章的四节。
Jesus heals a leper here. It's a miracle, and it's early in his ministry.
那这里呢，耶稣洁净了一个大麻风，这是在他传道之旅的开始。
And he tells this leper that had been healed, go see that you tell no one. Don't tell anyone, but go to the priests.
那这里他告诉这个被洁净了的大麻风患者说，你切不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看。
And take an offering just as Moses commanded in Leviticus, take your offering as for cleansing and go show yourself to the priest.
那然后献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，这是在摩西在利未记里对这些大麻风病人说的，就是把身体给祭司查看，然后献上礼。
And it would be the priest who was ordained by the law to proclaim the leper clean.
然后呢，是那些祭司来宣告这个人已经得了洁净。
And Jesus sent him to the priest as a testimony.
然后呢，耶稣把这个人送到祭司那里，是为了对众人做证据。
Now nowhere in Scripture do we hear about a man having leprosy and being healed.
那整本圣经呢，我们再没有看见任何一个大麻风得洁净的证据。
Leprosy was a disease that couldn't be healed.
大麻风是一个不治之症。
There were some cases, but it was God who healed.
那有一些情况，但那是神亲自来医治的。
Miriam, for example, had leprosy and God healed her.
米利暗就得过大麻风，是神医治了她。
And only God could heal that disease of leprosy, which is a picture of sin.
那只有神能够医治大麻风，大麻风是罪的象征啊，罪的象征。
And so, Nicodemus, he had seen these miracles. Only God could do that.
尼哥底母看见了这些神迹，他知道只有神才能做的。
And he also, we have some other examples.
那现在我们还有些别的例子。
chapter 8 and verse 16 and 17.
马太福音的八章十六到十七节。
When evening had come, they brought, that's Matthew 8, 16 and 17. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses.
马太福音八章的十六节，到了晚上，有人带着许多被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前，他只用一句话就把鬼都赶出去，并且治好了一切有病的人。这是要应验先知以赛亚的话说，他代替我们的软弱，担当我们的疾病。
That was a direct prophecy concerning the Messiah that when he would come, he would be able to heal.
那这是一个非常直接的预言啊，就是当弥赛亚来的时候呢，他有医治的能力。
But all that Nicodemus could see in Jesus was a teacher.
但是
呢 we know you're a teacher come from God.
但是呢，在尼哥底母眼中呢，耶稣呢是一位老师。是他说我们知道你是从神那里 来做老师的。
So we have this man with all the abilities, with all the gifts that Israel could give, with all the scriptural knowledge that he has, he's completely blind.
那我们现在看到了这样有一个人，他是以色列人的师傅，他有所有的这种属灵的知识，他有旧约的知识，但是他却是完全瞎的。
So,Jesus says in verse 3.
所以耶稣在第三节说
He doesn't answer him, but he says, Nicodemus, your problem is you're blind.
那他没有回答他的问题啊，但是他说呢，尼哥底母，你的问题是你现在是眼瞎的。
Verse 3, Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Later on, he would tell him that without being born again, you could not enter the kingdom of God. But here, he's telling Nicodemus, he can't even see the kingdom of God.
那之后呢，他会说呢，你若不重生，你没有办法进神的国。但这里他说呢，你若不重生，你甚至没有办法见神的国。
And so, There was a necessity here of the spiritual birth.
所以呢，这里就有一个必要的东西，就是属灵的，就是从灵生的。
Nicodemus needed a savior. He didn't need a teacher.
尼哥底母这里不需要一位老师，他需要的是一位救主。
He had all the learning he needed.
他已经学了很多东西了。
He needed to have his eyes opened.
他现在需要眼睛被开啊。
And so,That word born again, also means it has the double meaning.
那重生这个词呢，有两重含义。
Not only does it mean to be born again in the sense of the second time.
那不只是意味着他重生，就是第二次出生。
But the word again means born from above as well.
那重生这个词，重这个词呢，还是意味着是从上面来，在原文里。
And so that the origin of this second birth is heavenward.
所以呢，这个第二次的出生，它的源头是天堂的，天上的。
A brand new beginning.
是一个全新的开始。
James writes in James chapter 1 and verse 17.
雅各在雅各书的一章十七节说道，
He says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variation or shadow of turning.
雅各书一章十七节，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
Nicodemus is looking for an earthly kingdom. His eyes are on the earth.
那尼哥底母这里要看的是一个地上的国度，他的眼睛还在地上。
And Jesus, he's telling him that this kingdom is a kingdom that is in heaven.
那耶稣告诉他呢，这个国度其实是在天上。
And its origin, although it's going to come to earth, its origin is in heaven.
那尽管呢，有一天他会来到地上，但是呢，他的源头是在天上。
So his years of theological learning, he misses the main point.
那他这么多年的神学的学习啊，他却缺少了缺失了最重要的一点。
I think a child could understand.
我觉得一个孩子可能都更会理解。
What Nicodemus missed.
但是尼哥底母却不能。
And so the Lord Jesus or Nicodemus, he doesn't understand.
那尼哥底母接下来他实际上就在说我不明白啊。
His mind is completely taken up with earthly things.
因为他的思维全被地上的事情占住了。
He says, how can a man, verse 4, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?
第四节尼哥底母说人已经老了如何能重生呢岂能再进母腹生出来吗
It's as though Nicodemus is taking this to the ridiculous. I don't believe Nicodemus believed that. But he asked that question as seeing, it's ridiculous what you're telling me, Jesus.
那我并不觉得尼哥底母真的就认为是从母腹生出来了。他实际上在说这个很滑稽这个不可能你说的这个不可能的呀。
Now Jesus answered, verse 5.
那第五节耶稣回答说
He says, most assuredly, he says.
他说我实实在在地告诉你。
Now, in the King James, the older version, it says, verily, verily, he says.
那在英文的 King James version, 他说的是呢就是非常非常的我告诉你。
And so, verily, verily is kind of a direct translation of this.
那这个非常非常可能是更直接的翻译。
And it literally, it's amen, amen.
那或者他说是阿门阿门的。
It's like a double affirmative.
就是一个双重肯定。
And so in the New King James, it's translated most assuredly.
所以呢在英文的另一个译本他说呢就是绝对确实的。
And so the Lord Jesus is giving the strongest affirmation of the statement that he's making.
他实际上就在对他后面的话语对他后面要说的话语做一个非常强烈的确认。
He says, Nicodemus, it's absolutely necessary, he says.
他就在跟尼哥底母说这是绝对重要绝对必要的。
Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
他说人若不是从水和圣灵生的就不能进神的国。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
Even if a person could be born again somehow in a natural sense, it wouldn't be any good at all.
那就算一个人真的能够从母腹里再生出来，就是在地上再生出来，他也不会有任何作用。
So a spiritual birth, a spiritual rebirth,is absolutely necessary.
所以灵里的重生是毫无疑问必要的。
Because he explains there in verse 6, he says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Born of the flesh is going to remain flesh.
因为第六节告诉我们从肉身生的就是肉身。就是如果你从肉身生出来你还是肉身而已。
And if you want to be able to see the kingdom of God, you've got to be born of the spirit, because it's a spiritual kingdom.
但如果你想要看见天国的话看见神的国的话你就必须从灵再生出来因为天国是属灵的国度。
Now we're going to look at this, the conditions of this spiritual birth.
然后呢我们要讲到这个属灵重生的条件。
He says one must be born of water and of the spirit.
他说人若不是从水和圣灵生的。
Now this isn't baptism.
这个并不指的是受洗啊。
In some places in the world, they practice rebirth through baptism.
那有的地方呢，在地上有的地方呢，他会借着受洗想要行这个属灵的重生。
It's not baptism at all.
但这里完全不是讲的受洗。
Turn, we're going to look at a few scriptures now, and you'll pay attention to them as we go through them, and you'll see that the water there speaks of the word of God, the washing of the water of God.
那我们接下来会看几段经文啊，大家注意看就会意识到这里水其实是指的是神的话。
So first of all, turn with me to Titus.
第一个是提多书。
Titus chapter 3.
提多书的三章。
And verse 5.
三章五节。
Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. Notice this now. It was through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
所以第五节，他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯。注意啊，借着重生的洗和圣灵的更新。
The washing of regeneration. There's the water of rebirth.
重生的洗啊，就是。
And he talks there again about the renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
然后他后面第六节讲到，圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督，我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的。
So, now, turn with me to another scripture.
我们再来看一节经文。
So far we've seen that this water is for washing.
所以我们这里可以看到水是为了洁净用的。
Baptism is a picture of going into death.
但是受洗它是一个死的预表。
It's not a picture of rebirth.
它不是这个重生，就是灵里重生的意思。
But the water that he's saying is a water of regeneration, a water of cleansing.
这里说的洗是重生的洗，是重生的水，是为了洁净来的水。
Another verse, Ephesians chapter 5.
另一节，以弗所书的五章，对。
And verse 25.
二十五节。
Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her, notice this now, with the washing of water by the word.
二十五节，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。注意这里，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
The washing of water by the word.
要用水借着道把教会洗净。
Now, John chapter 15.
约翰福音的十五章。
John chapter 15 verse 3.
三节。
He says, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
The water mentioned in John chapter 3 to Nicodemus, you know, you got to be born of water. That's the washing of the water by the word.
那约翰福音三章。耶稣向尼哥底母说的这个水呢，就是神的道，借着就是水，就是神的道来洗净。
You see, the word of God is living and powerful.
那神的道是活着的，而且是极有能力的。
When a person hears the word of God, it comes in their ear, then it's processed in the mind, and then it's believed on in the heart.
那当一个人听见神的道的时候呢，他从耳朵进来，然后呢，进到我们的思想，我们的脑子中，最后呢，我们靠我们的心相信了他。
And that word in the heart cleanses the heart.
然后呢，那个进到心里的 神的道呢，就使我们的心得了洁净。
And it creates a new life.
然后他创造了一个新的生命啊。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书的一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书一章。
And verse 23.
23节。
Verse
22. 22节。
Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth, that is the word of God.
你们既因顺从真理。
Obeying the truth through the Spirit, or obeying the word through the Spirit.
顺从真理啊，就是神的话。
And then, in verse 23, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible,through the word of God which lives and abides forever.
那二十三节，你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
Now it's the Spirit of God working through the word of God that causes regeneration, the new life.
是神的灵借着神的道让我们可以重生，给我们新的生命。
The word is spoken of as a seed.
那话语呢？神的道呢？被说称为一个种子。
As another example.
那作为另一个象征啊。
And you get the right conditions. You get water and sunlight, and that seed will suddenly come to life.
那如果种子有了足够的条件，它有足够的水，有足够的阳光，它就会突然变成一个生命。
Because in that seed, there, God has put a latent power in that seed. It's called the germ.
那所以呢，在种子里呢，神给了他一个生命，叫做胚胎。
And when the right conditions come, that seed germinates and a new plant comes, brand new plant.
所以当这个种子来到了一个足够适宜的条件，它就会生长，它的新的生命就出来了。
So when the word of truth is implanted in the heart through faith, the Spirit of God makes a new life, regenerates, born again.
所以呢，神的道种在我们心里，借着信心，神的灵就使它生长，变成一个新的生命。
That's the way God regenerates the soul.
这就是神使人的灵魂重生的部分。
Now, Nicodemus, he should have known this.
那尼哥尼姆应该知道这些。
He should have known this altogether. In verse 7, we read that, if we go back to John chapter 3.
那我们回到约翰福音的三章七节啊。
He says, Do not marvel, Jesus says to him, Do not marvel that I said to you,you must be born again.
第七节，耶稣说：“我说你们必须重生，你们不要以为稀奇。”
He says, "The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but you can't tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit."
第八节，风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
The Jews, they observed outward rituals.
那犹太人呢，他们只是看外表的这些仪式。
They had a whole complex series of special washings when they, before they ate, when they came from the market and so on.
他们就是他们洗手的规矩就非常的复杂，他们从市场回到家里，他们要洗手，这个规矩非常的复杂。
And they thought they were the people of God because they followed all these outward rituals.
那他觉得他们应该是神的子民，因为他们一直在遵循这些外表的仪式。
But Jesus said, the one that's born again, you can't see from the outside because God begins the cleansing from the inside.
但是神说呢，那些真正重生的人，你不能从外表中看住他，因为神是从里面开始洁净他的。
Wash as you want. You'll never be born again.
随便你怎么洗手， 随便你怎么洗，你都不可能重生。
He said, being born again is like, you don't see the outward. You don't see, you don't see the results except in the way the person changes in their behavior.
那这样的重生呢，你没有办法从外表看见，直到这个人改变了自己的行为。
Like the wind, he says.
那就像风一样，他说。
You can't see the wind.
你看不见风。
Same as the spirit is invisible.
你就像灵，你也是看不见的一样。
But when you see the trees blowing over and the leaves coming off the tree, then you see the effect of the wind.
但是当你看见树被风吹倒，叶子被吹起来的时候呢，你就看到了这个风所带来的影响。
And so is the same thing he says in verse 7. You can't tell where it goes, where it comes from, the wind. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
所以呢，就是所以第八节说，凡从圣灵生的也是如此，因为你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。
Now even meteorologists, they can't tell where the wind comes from and where it goes.
那就算是那些气象学家，他们也看不出来风是从哪里来，往哪里去的。
For example, out in the Pacific, we have weather stations, buoys floating out in the Pacific Ocean.
那在大西洋呢，我们有这个气候站啊，在大西洋。
And they have reports from shipping.
他们有就是关于船的，就是船的行程的记载。
And perhaps some satellite data.
那他们也有很多的就是卫星的数据。
And so they can see what's happening at the moment, where the wind is, and where the low pressures are, and where the high pressures are, and they can predict to some degree where those winds are going to come from.
所以呢，借着这些数据呢，他们能看到当时的这些低压、高压啊，它的情况。所以呢，从某种程度上，他们可以预测一下风。这些风气候接下来的变化。
And with all the skill of the meteorologists and all the data that is being collected, there's still airplanes that are taken down by extreme weather. They don't, the wind has a mind, the wind will go where it will.
但是尽管他有这么多的数据，这么多的气象学家在研究，仍然会有飞机来经过这些就是糟糕的气候，甚至是被这些糟糕的气候使它被迫使它迫降。
So is someone born of the Spirit.
那就像人们就是从灵里重生一样，在灵里重生一样。
Everyone who is born of the Spirit moves by the unseen power of God.
所有那些被圣灵重生的人呢，他们的行为是被这些被看不见的神所推动的。
And so Nicodemus now, he answers him.
那现在尼哥底母回答说，
he's still got questions. How can these things be?
他还是有很多问题啊。他说怎能有这事儿呢？
And so, Jesus answers and says, Nicodemus, you're a great teacher. You don't know these things?
耶稣回答说，你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事儿吗？
He says, most assuredly, verse 11.
十节他又说，我实实在在地告诉你。
I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we've seen, and you do not receive our witness.
我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。
What's so difficult, Nicodemus, Jesus is saying. What's so difficult? I've been telling you of things that I have personally witnessed and seen.
那耶稣实际上在问尼哥底母，困难在哪里呢？我实际上就是在告诉你我所领受的事情，我所看见过的事情。
Even though you may not understand a lot, couldn't you believe my word?
尽管你可能并不完全理解，你难道不能相信我吗？
You know, there's a lot in the scriptures we don't understand, do we?
那圣经里有很大很多东西我们都没有办法理解。
But we believe God.
但是我们可以相信他。
And in time, God reveals things to us.
那同时呢，神也向我们显明一些东西。
But Nicodemus didn't have any excuse whatsoever.
但是呢，尼哥底母这里没有任何的借口。
Because the Old Testament scriptures, they pointed to everything that Jesus is saying.
因为旧约的圣经呢，全都指向了耶稣所说的这些。
He says, in verse 12, he says, I have told you earthly things and you don't believe. How will you believe if I tell you heavenly things?
十二节，我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信；若说天上的事，如何能信呢？
He says, I've been telling you about earthly things. But, isn't second birth a heavenly thing? Isn't this something that would never be known by the Old Testament scriptures?
他就在说，这个重生是一个天上的事情吗？他难道不是你从旧约圣经里能读出来的吗？
How would Nicodemus know about being born again?
那就尼哥尼布怎么能够知道关于重生的事情呢？
That's because the Old Testament scriptures speak about it over and over again.
因为旧约的圣经反复的在讲这件事情。
And so, let's turn to a few of those scriptures.
那我们来翻到这几节这样的经文来看一下。
For example,We have David, Psalm 51.
首先呢，我们有大卫。
Psalm 51.
诗篇的五十一章。
Psalm 51 is David's prayer of repentance.
诗篇的五十一章是大卫悔改的祷告。
He had taken Bathsheba, another man's wife.
那他娶了拔示巴啊，就是另一个男人的妻子。
And had her husband killed in battle.
然后把他的丈夫在战斗中陷害杀掉了。
And he thought that he had covered over his sin.
那但现在他觉得他的罪已经被遮盖了。
Until Nathan the prophet came into him one day and said, "You are the man."
但是呢，有一天呢。就是先知来到他的面前，他对他说：“这个人，你就是那个人。”
And that broke David. He said, "I have sinned."
那这个使大卫破碎了。他说：“我犯罪了。”
He cast himself on the mercy of God.
他把自己投身到神的怜悯中去。
He realized there was no sacrifice that could be made.
他意识到没有任何的献祭能够解决这个问题。
That could pay for that sin.
没有任何的献祭能够付得了这样罪的代价。
And so he casts himself on the mercy of God.
所以他把自己投身到神的怜悯中去。
And then in verse 10, what does he say there?
那第十节他说什么呢？
He says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
他说神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
Do not cast me away from your presence and do not take your Holy Spirit from me.
不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。
He's asking God to create a new spirit, a clean, create in me a clean heart, O God.
他在让神为他造一个清洁的心。
That's like a rebirth.
这就像重生。
Now, is David the only one that realized that God could do that?
那你觉得大卫是唯一一个意识到神可以做这个的人吗？
No, God had prophesied that in a future day,that all Israel will be born again.
那神其实预言了在未来所有的以色列人都将重生。
That before the Messiah comes, when he comes, the whole nation is going to be born again by the Spirit of God.
当弥赛亚来的时候，所有的以色列人都会被神的灵重生。
And the whole nation then will enter into the kingdom that God has long promised.
那整个国家都会进到神被他们应许的那地区。
Let's look at a couple of those scriptures.
我们看几节经文。
Isaiah chapter 44.
以赛亚书的44章。
And verse 3.
第三节。
He says, For I will pour water on him who is thirsty and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants.
因为我要将水浇灌口渴的人，将河浇灌干旱之地，我要将我的灵浇灌你的后裔。
There again we have reference to the water and the spirit that Nicodemus should have picked up there.
我们这里又看到了水和灵啊，尼哥底母应该想起来这里。
And then again, let's look at some other scriptures. Jeremiah.
我们再看几节经文，耶利米书。
Jeremiah 31.
31章。
And verse
33. 31章33节。
This is the, excuse me. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother saying, know the Lord, for they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and their sin I will remember no more.
耶利米书31章的33节，耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说，你该认识耶和华，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶。这是耶和华说的。
And so he will, says, I will write his word on their hearts. That speaks of the rebirth by the word of God.
他说，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们的心上。这就是神借着他的话给人重生。
And that will be in a future time.
那这个是会发生在未来的。
When the whole nation, as I mentioned, and you can see now, Israel is back in the land.
那个时候以色列全地都会重生。我们现在可以看到以色列人已经回到了他们的地。
And not only back in their land, but now there is a movement from all over the world where the Jews are beginning to move back toward Israel. God is drawing them back.
不止如此啊，在全世界各地的犹太人都在往以色列回去，因为神在驱赶，神在使他们回去。
And so there will be very shortly, there's going to be, I think, the coming of the Lord.
所以呢，我认为呢，主耶稣再来呢，不会太久了。
The scene is being set.
那这个场景已经被设置好了。
And so we don't know how long it will be before the Lord comes.
所以我们不知道到主耶稣再来之前还会有多长时间。
But these scriptures were written, centuries ago, and Nicodemus should have known that when the Messiah comes, that God is going to send his spirit, his nation is going to be absolutely changed and born again.
那当弥赛亚来的时候呢，神会使他的灵使整个国度的人都重生。尼哥底母应该知道这个。
About a couple more scriptures, because Nicodemus knew these scriptures.
我们再来看几节经文啊，因为尼哥底母是知道这些经文的。
Ezekiel chapter 36.
以西结书36节。36章 sorry, 以西结书的36章。
And verse 24. 24
节。
For I will take you from among the nations and gather you out of all the countries and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them.
24节，我必从各国收取你们，从列邦聚集你们，引导你们归回本地。我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。 我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
Now the new birth had always been the condition for entry into the kingdom.
重生永远都是进入天国的条件。
Nicodemus should have known that.
尼格底母应该知道这些。
And so there was no excuse really for Nicodemus.
所以对于尼格底母来说，可能没什么借口啊，可说的。
And I'm going to end tonight. We'll pick it up next week. There's some more things we need to look at as we move through this chapter that I think to understand it fully.
那今天呢，就可能目前先到这里。下一次呢，我们会继续把这些的经文翻过来，让我们可以更多的明白一些神这里想说的。
But because the Jews, they rejected Jesus.
但是因为犹太人拒绝了耶稣。
Now Nicodemus, praise the Lord, he believed in the Lord Jesus.
但是感谢神，尼哥底母是得救的，他是相信的。
He was born again.
他重生了。
And he became, no doubt, a faithful disciple of the Lord Jesus after he died and rose again.
那当耶稣基督死而复活之后，毫无疑问，他成为了神信实的信徒。
But what God did when the Jews rejected their king, He put the kingdom aside.
但是呢，当以色列人整体拒绝了神之后呢，他把这个国度放在了一旁。
The offer of the kingdom was put on hold.
那给这个国度的应许呢，暂时先搁置了。
And so the kingdom went into a mystery form.
所以呢，这个国度进到了一个神秘的。
Because God had a plan.
神秘的状况，因为神有一个计划。
And the plan was that not only Israel, but the Gentiles, the Jews and the Gentiles could come into a body that God had planned for from before the foundation of the world.
因为神的计划是呢，不只是以色列人，而是包括外邦人，他们都要进到一起成为一个身体，这是神在创世以前就计划好的。
And when the Jews rejected their Messiah, Jesus went to the cross to be the Savior of the whole world.
当以色列人拒绝了他们的弥赛亚，耶稣上了十字架，成为全世界的救主。
And so tonight, we Jews and Gentiles alike, we all have access to God now through the Spirit because of the death and burial and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以现在犹太人和我们外邦人一样，我们都可以借着神的灵来到神的面前，借着耶稣基督他的死而复活。
And simply receiving him.
单单的接受他。
We're receiving the word of God, the word of Christ into our hearts.
我们在接受神的道来到我们的心里。
And you can be born again of God's Spirit and be sure of eternal salvation.
然后你就会被神的灵重生，可以进到永恒里。
So we'll pick up this theme again, next week, Lord willing.
那下周呢，我们会继续这个主题。
Continue our study through, the book of John.
然后我们继续学习约翰福音，如果神许可的话。
And we'll see some things in the next section concerning the Lord Jesus as none other than God manifest in the flesh.
那接下来我们会认识到神是那位道成肉身，不是，耶稣是那位道成肉身的神。
So let's just ask the Lord for his help, for his blessing, and we'll conclude and have a few questions.
我们现在结束前我们做一个祷告，求神的祝福，然后我们会可以有些问题。
Father, we thank you again for your grace to us.
主啊，我们再一次的感谢您，为了您给我们的恩典。
You said you must be born again.
您说我们必须重生。
And so there's no other way into heaven.
所以我们去到天堂没有别的路了。
But we thank you, Lord, that he paid the ultimate price.
但是主啊，我们感谢您，他付上了终极的代价。
And fully paved the way into your presence, O God our Father.
然后呢，他付清了代价，让我们可以来到您的同在之中。
Now, Lord, we just ask your blessing upon your word as has been spoken tonight.
主啊，求您祝福今天我们所说的您的话语。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So now we can take a few